When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Oh my gosh.
What is up with this?
What?
What is up with that mustache, first of all? Bro, that's my first comment.
Sexy.
Is it?
You don't think so? You don't think so? Well, you move to Italy and all of a sudden mustaches aren't sexy?
But, like, it's weird. Like, it's coming below the lip, bro. You need to shave it.
Yeah. It's like
it needs to be just a mustache, not like a I'm trying to grow like into a beard.
Wait, give me a look at the hair, though, real quick.
No, grow out face. We're in a grow out
okay.
face.
Okay. But what are you going for?
Fans,
are you going
bro, for the fans.
For the fans. It's your comeback, bro. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
But, you know.
They understand. They understand.
Going back to the way. It's not terrible. It's not terrible. Give me 2 more months. It'll be back to his glory.
What are you going for, though?
Back to what I had. The long hair.
Like flow, like down
yeah,
here?
Yeah, flow. Yeah.
Like mullet or just complete flow, like all through?
I'm thinking complete flow to start out with, and then I can just play with it, you know?
Let's take a moment and appreciate that Judd is doing this in his locker right now.
Yeah, I am doing it.
At SMU. What a legend, huh?
That's dedication.
I needed a
What class did you just get out of? What class did you just get out of?
Fourth Amendment criminal procedure.
What are you studying again?
Political science.
Political science.
Okay.
So I might be president of the United States one day. Just saying.
Let's hope not, brother. Welcome back, Judd.
Thank you.
About time you took the snooze out. Looking good.
Quit dip.
Did you?
I did.
Did you actually, though?
No, I did.
It's like it's the same thing. It's just in a package.
Because I got a girlfriend now, and she don't like it.
Oh, you do snooze?
No. She'll be like.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Burns is back. Tanner's back, obviously. Me and Tanner have been, you know, putting the city on our shoulders, putting Jump Chat on our shoulders. You know how it is. But make sure to like, share, and subscribe. How many likes do we want for Judd back? 50 likes? Should we? 75
I
likes?
I think 500 is appropriate.
500 views, 50 likes. Let's get it.
Let's wow. get it. I like that. I like that. Small. Oh, 350 subscribers. We're going to 400.
Oh,
I know we're powering huge. Through. We're powering through.
At 500 subscribers, so I'm flying out to Italy and Germany and doing a world tour.
Bro, once we can do this and like in-person type stuff, that would be like next level. But everyone's hopping on the podcast wave now. Deshaun Jackson actually just signed a Believe. Did you see that? He's part of the Believe Network also. So we're just going to catch up with the boys. It's been a while, like Judd said. And really, this episode is about the comeback of Judd. So, you know, just tell us about your life, man.
Had a big boy job over the summer. Yeah, like it was legit with the actual company and stuff. So,
like, what were you doing though? Good, like, bro. Were you getting coffee or like, were you like,
no,
like
commercial
real estate crunching numbers?
I was put in charge of creating a spreadsheet of potential properties for a private equity investor to invest in, and he ended up buying a $75 million property from my list. So, that was why I wish I would have gotten commission off of that, which I didn't.
So, you're still broke, huh?
Oh, it's funny you say that because I almost couldn't pay my credit card this month. Almost couldn't pay my credit card.
Are you in charge of paying that?
Yeah, I have like $100 in the bank account.
Can we talk about this though? Did you get cut off by your mom and dad after the tattoo?
Temporarily, yes. Yeah.
You really did?
Yeah, I did. My mom didn't talk to me for like a month.
After the tattoo, really? No more money.
Yeah, I got another one.
Yeah, we renewed that one. That's crazy. So you're on your own now.
Rent's not cheap. Guy.
How much are you paying for rent?
They got you though, or what?
Huh?
They got you, or are you on your own?
Yeah, they got me. I mean, I can't have a job during season and school and all that.
Okay, so you're not completely cut off.
No, they help me.
What are you in charge of then?
They give me rent money, and I allocate that.
Okay.
So I get $900 a month. 800 something of that goes to rent, and the rest I get to keep.
But like you just said, you couldn't pay your credit card. So
yeah, I pay my credit card.
You pay it out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
But how do you get money though? Is what I'm saying.
From that money left over.
We're gonna pop up a GoFundMe for Judson Burns.
I'm gonna need.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not gonna do that.
Actually, no, you know what he did was transitioning to into our advertisement that we got. You know where he lost all his money? When he was betting. And y'all know where y'all can put in a good bet? BET Online.
Yeah, BET.
Y'all can't lie. I transitioned into that way too smooth. BET Online.
That is.
Y'all need to go. Put in y'all's bets.
Yeah, I did lose a lot of money betting. And I'm about to lose it all again because I didn't know we were sponsored by BET Online. So that's great.
So BET Online, go now and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code that the Chums gave you. Don't forget it. NFL100 for your 100% welcome bonus. And yeah, I mean, now we know how Judson's going to use the rest of his money, of course, but you know, you got to put your money somewhere.
Yeah, I will be utilizing that promo code. I will be utilizing BET Online, and I'm about to be a millionaire. And
yo, what if we came up with a segment? Because we know Judd's addicted to betting. What if we came up with a segment of Judd's like picks of the week, where he says like three locks of the week, where he's like, boom, this is where you need to put your money. This is what's gonna happen. This team's gonna win, lose, or whatever. I know nothing about betting. I don't know about you, Tanner. Do you know about betting?
Yeah, I know about betting.
Like when they say like,
let's say you put on
2.5 or whatever. I have no idea what that means, bro. Like the parlay.
We'll put a parlay up of Champions League when they play again.
NFL's
Judd
back.
Will put up his, yeah, but NFL is boring. We'll put up.
There's a lot of bets you can do with the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bets you can do with anything.
Yeah, but NFL.
Okay.
This man was so down bad. Remember when he was betting on Madden games? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Judd.
Your parents should have cut you off after that, bro.
That was degenerate.
Bro, by the way, if you're so broke, how do you have a girlfriend, bro?
We do cheap stuff.
Like, give us an example. Give an example to the audience, to broke, because our audience is younger people, so possibly they don't have as much money. So what can they do to take out their girl? What do you do?
Well, actually, I did kind of overstep my boundaries and spend way too much money going to the aquarium with her because I thought the aquarium was cheap, but it's not. Anyway, what you can do as an alternative is just little things, you know? Tell her how much you care about her. Maybe cook her dinner, like pasta. That's very cheap. And really just
quality time. What is going on, bro? Let's talk about this, bro.
If you're with the right person, just quality time is enough. You don't have to do extravagant dates. You don't have to do extravagant gifts.
Okay.
You can just
have good,
solid quality time.
I agree.
Let's hear this love story. Let's hear this love story.
Okay. Kind of started last year. Saw her in the training room. I was like, dang.
Just the golfer.
Oh.
Soccer player.
Okay. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to pursue this because it's COVID. That's going to be kind of weird. It's going to be hard. And her team was like plagued with COVID and all that. Anyway, saw her in the training room. This year, saw her at a pool party, made my move, and it was sick.
What was the move looking like? Let's do a little scenario.
Well, you know, okay, yeah. So she was kind of checking me out a little bit, and I noticed. I was like, okay, maybe.
She was checking out the tattoo, the new one?
No, just me, because how sexy I am.
And then, were you shirtless?
I was shirtless, yes.
Okay. She was checking out the tattoo, okay?
She definitely was.
But anyway, start flirting with her a little bit. And then I pretended I was scared of deep water and needed her help swimming in it. So she helped me swim, and I gave her my cowboy hat. And then that led to me seeing her at another party. We went dancing. Then we went to the rodeo, went dancing. And it's just history from there.
All right. Well, let me pull up a picture I got real quick.
Is this like your other girlfriends, or is this different, Judd?
This is different, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I introduced her to my parents the other night.
Whoa.
They like her.
For all the fans out there, for reference, back in the academy, Judd, he had a girlfriend, and he would come in one day and be like, "Yeah, she's the best girl ever." Let me back it up a bit, actually. In the academy, before Judd had a girlfriend, he's like, "I would never be with a girl. Like, I don't think I could ever marry somebody. Like, I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I've never experienced love." All right, that's cool, fair. Eventually, you'll do it, but all right. Like a month later, Judd, I'm in love with this chick. Like, she's amazing.
I never Everything said I was in I want, love with her.
I really, really
yeah,
like her.
Yeah, he did. Like, yeah, you did. Bro, we were in your corner. The people can take it from that. Us because we were the ones who heard you every morning. Every morning, never every said time that. After training.
The next day, nah, bro, I don't know what's going on. Like, I hate her. I don't know why I'm with her. She's the worst. The next day. No, we're all good. Like, we're the best. Like, she's so amazing. Like, whatever. This is how Judd was in the relationship. So I hope the girl out there, if you're listening, I don't know what your name is. I don't know
what's her name. Can you release the name or no? Do you prefer not to?
Let's keep that under wraps for now.
Okay,
that's fine. I really hope on social media, you will see that this is different.
You posted her.
I did.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. So this question
is not on Instagram. Not on Instagram.
Okay, have you posted her on Snapchat?
If you're smart, you can go through my Instagram comments and figure out who she is.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
See, okay. But this question is still valid. Okay. So how long have you been with her, real quick?
Well, it's kind of, I mean, I knew her last year, and then like we were kind of like 3-4 months.
Okay. 3-4 months. So maybe
that's kind of
like
deep.
Officially dating for like a month.
4 months is like, we'll say like June. Right. So this picture is July 17th. And I just want to like make sure that this is your girl right here. Okay. Is that your girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is your girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've seen that.
Safe.
You're very safe. That's not a very good picture of us.
That's safe then, because from what I heard, you were at the club with a girl. And I don't think that girl was your girlfriend. I heard a story that you were at a club with a girl. And, you showed up to the club with her, but...
Oh, is this from Mario?
But I heard that she was not very happy because you started flirting with another girl in the club and dancing with another girl in the club, and you gave that girl your cowboy hat or something like that, I think. No. So
you handed out the cowboy hat to everybody, or what's going on?
No, I don't.
The cowboy hat is kind of like a community gift, you know?
No, it's not. That's not it at all. Only two girls have ever worn my cowboy hat.
So it's not special because it's two girls.
The other one I was.
We're not putting that in. Okay. No, but seriously, so you're loyal then?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Okay. No, I respect. She's redhead?
Yes.
Wow, that's actually interesting. That really is interesting. I think.
Now let's get to the juicy parts, Judd. What's going on the field, Judd?
Not playing. I got 14 minutes the other night.
But y'all are good, no?
That's great. Yeah, we're good.
Are y'all ranked?
What's going on though?
Yeah, we're ranked. We went from 8 to 18 though.
Bro, I was surprised actually because you said Brandon Trefegi was supposed to leave. Didn't he get drafted?
He was. Yeah, and then now he's back playing. So we have two seniors in the back line. I'm in the middle of transitioning from center back to wing back. Trying that out. Playing pretty well there. So just grinding every day.
You like it? Why is Tanner laughing? Is my thing.
Because Tanner's an asshole, dude.
No, I can see you as a wing back though. You're a right back, right wing back.
Yeah, I'm too. I think I'm too short. Center back.
There are no limits here, man. All right, there are no limits. The only limits you have are the limits you put on yourself, Judson. All right, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You're a good center back. All right. Besides, how much taller is Trefegi or a random center back than you? A couple inches. Just work on your vert, bro. Get your 5 inches. Tanner's killing me there, man, because he's just smiling the whole time. Like, he doesn't take you seriously, man. Like, I'm trying to motivate you, and he's just killing me, man.
I'm fine. I'm motivated.
He's taking the piss with you. Like,
we're going to Philly tomorrow.
Dude, I just don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, When have you ever crossed the ball in your life?
Dude, you haven't seen me play in like forever.
No, but I played with you for 3 years.
My long balls are so good.
I believe that. I actually believe that because that's all they do in college, bro.
I'll send you a video. Okay. If you have ESPN Plus, you can post a clip. I hit a long ball in the game. You can.
I have ESPN Plus. I have ESPN Plus.
Well, go check out Stanford or not Stanford, SMU versus Incarnate Word, and you will see my long ball.
Well, give me the minute, and I promise I'll find it. If you give me the minute, I'll go in there and I'll find it.
The last 14.
Hey, who else do I know from there? Harvey Castro plays there, right?
Yep.
Shout out, Harvey. Who else? but you're going to get your shot then, that means, because if the two seniors are leaving.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
But when they leave, will they push you back to center back, do you think?
No idea. Along for the ride.
Oh, bro, I was going to ask. Do you still have the Audi?
Yeah.
When Yo, Tim, what's up with you, my boy? Mike's my agent told me you were getting a range. Is that true?
We'll see.
Hey, you might need a boat in freaking Venice.
We got it
That'd
coming.
Be sick.
Hey, you've been enjoying the life, huh? I saw. Was it yesterday on your Instagram story late at night? A little boat ride.
Yeah, man.
Bro, tell me what you did with Thomas. Nice. That looked fun, bro. What did y'all do? We gotta talk about that.
Should we talk about an hour, or should I talk about it if we get
Thomas and Brian on? You go to the casino?
Oh, well, we got to get him on, though, to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll have to leave a like and comment if you want us to get Thomas and Brian on. We can talk about what we did in Venice. VIP episode, just for y'all.
That looked fun, bro. I'm not going to lie. Thomas and Brian were getting fitted for suits and stuff. I was like,
Wait, actually?
Was Gianluca there, too?
Yep.
Ah, okay.
I'm chat alone.
Hey, me? Me and Gianluca, we chilling, bro. Gianluca's a cool dude. We've been getting along pretty well. We live in the same apartment complex. Me, Gianluca, and our other teammate Dan Haymans from Belgium. Us three men, we're pretty tight. Not gonna lie, and we do a lot of things together. It's been really good, man. It's been really good. It's been really fun. Venice is different, bro. It's I don't even know how to describe it, man. It's
the city of water.
It's a movie, bro.
Bro, it's like living it, like you're like living like not Paris, but you know, it's like we're living in one of those cities. Like
it's just like a movie though, because like even the night ride on the boat is like, I'm telling you, like 100%, I'm telling you, it's like you're riding, It's a Small World in Disney, or like you're riding the Pirates of the Caribbean one where you're going through and it's like. It just looks like there's like a building and then there's a wall behind it. Like it's not like it just is. It's unreal to think that it's like you're literally just in the middle of this city that's all on water.
I know what you mean.
Like it doesn't seem real. Like you look and you're like, it seems like I'm in a building and I'm in a ride. Like it's not real, but it's just, this is their life, bro. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Is flooding ever a concern?
Yeah. No, it's last year they had major floods, like a foot and a half everywhere. Water. When the tide gets high is when they have problems. So it's not like when it rains, it floods. It's like when the tide gets high. Yeah.
Is your apartment high up? Or you live on the mainland?
I live in the mainland, okay. So I'm chilling.
You're chilling.
Yeah. The problem.
How much is the commute to training?
Yeah. So training's on the mainland as well. So that's the main reason all of us stay in the mainland is because if we are in Venice, then it's like 30 minutes or 20 minutes to get to training every day, but you have to walk a lot too. So like, say you live a 5 minute walk into Venice. That means every day you have to walk 5 minutes to your car and then go, but Venice is 40 minutes deep walk, 50 minute deep walk. So if you live anywhere in there, that's 20, 15 minute walk to the front, then you have to walk or get a boat taxi or ride the bus boat every day. And I mean, it's tough. It's definitely something you don't want to do if you're new, you know, like if I was here for maybe 2 years and, you know, I want to try to live in Venice, you know, I'm here. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Then maybe I'll go live in Venice for, you know, 6 months, whatever. But coming here brand new, it's just not the move because training's on the, in the mainland every day. And then every other week we play at our home stadium where you have to get to Venice. And then, you know, it's a problem the one night, but the team helps you figure it out and it's not a problem, but dude, it's sick. Even in the city I am in, it's like a 5-minute drive to Venice. And we know we have a good connections with the parking deck people there. So I pull up whenever I want. I'll have to make reservations like most people do. So I pull up, park, walk in, go, found a few good spots, restaurants. So when y'all boys come, I got us settled. Making friends as well. It's definitely different. Like people understand like who you are, and if they don't know who you are, I mean, they understand, like, they're like, why is this American guy in Venice? And then they kind of put one and two together, and they remember you, and then you show love and you make good friends, and then you have a connection. Not, doesn't mean you receive things or, you know, get perks. It's just nice people that live here. So it's been really good.
Yeah. Do you know any Italian, or are you learning Italian?
Yeah, I actually had my, Italian lesson today, but I mean, I downloaded this app and I've been doing it pretty much every day. So
a little bit of Duolingo, Rosetta Stone action.
Yeah, exactly, brother. You know the vibe.
I know the vibe.
Bro, is there a word that they use like so much, like to curse or anything? If they like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Porco Dia is like a big, like their biggest, I guess, cuss word, but I don't know what it means. Like, it literally means like pig of God or something if you direct translate it. But
do they do this?
They more do like, hold on, let me show you. They'll go like, they'll put their hands like this and be like close to them like this. It's not like a this, it's like closer, and they'll be like, why are you, you know?
Nice. Yeah, I guess so, dude. I think I'd fit in well in Italy.
I'll tell you one thing, craziest thing about being here. Not craziest, but in Dallas, we do the body fat, the BMI, the muscle, everything every day, right? Here, we haven't done it as much. We did it today. I ordered a scale, like a scale you stand on, that it's meant to tell you BMI, because I like to keep track of it. But I'm telling you, in Dallas, I was looking fit. Like I had, you know, I had muscular tone, looking good. Came over here, I've had pasta for 90 days on and off. And it's like, I feel super fit. We run a ton. We work out a ton, like way more than we did in Dallas. But it's like, I don't look the same, you know? Like, I still, like, I'm still in good shape. Like, I'm not saying I'm fat, but I can see the difference, like just a little bit. Like, it's not like, you know, crazy difference. I'm just like, cause I've been eating really healthy here, like really, like healthier than I've ever eaten before. And I'm like, why am I? And then I remember we have pasta every day, pasta bread. So I've been cutting out the pasta a little bit, and it's like impossible because the pasta is unreal here. Like unreal. So it's like, it's hard, bro.
I just want to try the pasta, bro. It's, oh my God. Dude. If I already love pasta, I can't imagine how good it is in Italy, bro.
And I'll tell you one thing, John and Judd, since we're, you know, the taco bros that went to the place, that is one thing I miss more than anything is Mexican food. Bro,
really?
John, I promise you, John, if you came here and you went to this Mexican place I went to, you would kill all
the people.
You'd want to burn it down. Bro, I ordered a burrito and it came with chili as the meat in the burrito. Chili.
Like a Taco Bell chili.
Like chili with beans, corn.
He's going to throw up. Like, Johan's going to throw up right now.
Bro. Like the corn you put in salad, like the longer one, the long orange one, that corn, no salsa. I can't find Valentina anywhere. I've been to every store. No Valentina.
Valentina sounds Italian. You'd think they'd have.
Bro, it's unreal. It's unreal. Biggest shame here about being here for real is no Mexican food.
Oh, don't even get me started. I went to a Mexican restaurant here with my parents. No, I don't even want to get into it, bro. My dad was so
bro. Nah, bro. Cause like one of our players, Dennis Johnson, the guy that played at Ajax, he's a winger now, for us. He's like, yeah, I do taco Friday, every Friday. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, dude, I cook the best Mexican. I was like, you've never even had a real taco. You've never even had a real taco.
Frauds.
How can you know how to? I'm like, you don't even, I mean, you, for one, if you've never been to Mexico and got a street taco, you have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe a few places in America that are street tacos, maybe some of them are valid. But like a Mexican street taco, I mean, you just,
yeah. I feel like Italians are wannabe Mexicans, almost.
That's so wrong, Jed. That's so far from being right.
They're on the same
spectrum. That's a hot take.
That's a hot take. Let's do some more hot takes, Jed.
Yeah. Let's see. It's another hot take I have.
Oh, bro. Wait. Before Jed can think about that. But bro, okay. Has your girl gone to Italy yet, or is she planning to go?
Somewhere? Yeah. She's been already. She's been. She came for a little bit. It was so nice having her here. Wow, it was so nice. Hopefully she comes back soon. I don't know. We'll see. Trying to work it out when she can come back. But yeah, it was nice. She enjoyed it. She loved Venice, but Mestre, the place where I live, it's nothing special, but it's just close to Venice. So what's it like, bro? Jed, what's it like literally going to school in Dallas, bro?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, growing up, we live far from Dallas and stuff. And like, you'd only go to Dallas for like Mavs games or Stars games and stuff like that. So like going to Dallas growing up was a huge deal. And now I'm like living here. Like if I drive 5 minutes off campus, I'm riding downtown. And it's just kind of like that shell shock factor. Like, wow, I'm actually in a huge city right now. And there's so much stuff to do. And it's like impossible to be bored here.
Do you go out and do stuff a lot? In downtown? Because yeah, I swear I never went to downtown. Like, I lived there
now that we're
I never went to downtown Dallas ever.
Downtown's sick, but now it's season, in the middle of season and school and all that, it's really hard to do stuff. So I'm basically just grinding school, soccer, and then I go home and go to sleep. But in the summer we do get out quite a bit and go explore, and there's a lake not far, and go out to like clubs and bars and stuff like that. But it's a really cool city. I didn't know. I used to like be like, oh, Dallas, all you can do is watch the Mavs there and stuff like that. But there's a lot more. They have the aquarium, like some big old garden thing, a lot of concerts.
What's that? The Arbitrarium, the garden thing you're talking about? Yeah.
Arboretum.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I've been there.
That's a good cheap idea, gentlemen. That's free.
The aquarium. The one you're talking about, it's like a zoo though. It's not an aquarium.
It's crazy.
I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
It's sick. It's like you're in the middle of a rainforest, and it's kind of
that one's actually dope.
Got lost a couple times.
No, that one's actually dope though.
It is sick, but it's kind of expensive. So, not know that.
Oh wait, I know what you're talking about. You know what like all the levels?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like layers.
And then you look out, and it's like a bunch of trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one. That one is sick.
It's like open. There's like open monkeys and stuff swinging around everywhere, and like birds are snoring. It's just crazy,
bro. Bro, you just unlocked a memory I forgot I had. I thought that was in my dreams, bro.
Dude, no, I could talk about it. I've been so tired recently because of all like exams and studying. I've been in the library until like 1 some nights, and it's just like it's a struggle, man. I'm so fatigued, and it's hard to keep going. You know, sometimes you just hit a wall. I wish I had a product or something to.
Well, good news for you.
Oh, really?
We got a product just for you. It's for athletes. It's a pH balancing alkaline drink. It's called Balance 7. Can you believe that? Lamar Odom uses it actually. Wow. And they actually were kind enough to give our customers, our audience, a code just for them. So just use Believe, BLEAV, at balance7.com. And you can get
that spells believe or belave.
You're such a chat.
BLAVE.
That's the name. That's how that's how they spell the company, our podcast company.
Oh, believe.
Code believe. Code believe. BLEAV for $10 off your 32-ounce bottle. You already know how it is. Balance7.com. Now let's get into the rest of the episode because we're just kind of getting into it. Nah, bro, but seriously, I don't know about y'all, but I know in Germany compared to Dallas, and you were telling me y'all have been having 2 days, Tanner. Bro, like here, we have 2 days a lot too, bro. It's tiring, bro. It's tiring, like for real. And I don't know about you, Tanner, but like people be getting mad at me when I don't like text back and stuff. But bro, I swear, like, I don't know if you feel this yet, but it takes like energy to text back, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It's like,
I just don't feel like... Like, I just don't feel like, you know, like at night, you just want to like just chill to yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's because like.
Who's getting mad at you for not texting back?
Yo, I know John's got a girl, bro. This shit's crazy.
Let's unwrap this.
I don't have a girl.
Let's unwrap this.
Who's getting mad at you that you're not texting back?
My friends.
Yeah, your friends.
Judd, you get mad when I don't text you back?
No, because you're my friend, and I know we're always
going to So what's going on, Judd? What's going on, John?
Crazy.
I need to relax, bro.
No, but, like, what's the dream after school? Like, what's the goal?
You know, ideally, I would like to run the ranch. We're getting ready to incorporate it here in the next 2 years, and I would like to be in charge of that and run that operation out there, and then also have a maybe this job I worked for over the summer return there. Law school is a possibility, depending on how well my classes go and where I'm looking on that. And I might be a grad assistant here for SMU. I mean, I have that door open, so it's a lot of possibilities that can happen here. It's just a matter of what happens in these next years and which way I kind of swing and feel most comfortable in. Whatever place I'm at in my life at that moment is going to dictate on what I do.
So it's safe to say that you're done with soccer after these next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I might take my grad year. I might go play for my last, might be a grad student somewhere. But right now I'm kind of focusing on, I've kind of realized that, you know, the soccer, you two have made it in the soccer world. So it's kind of hard as a junior right now. So I'm looking for other possibilities, plan Bs, if you will, just so I can secure my future. Cause I would like a family one day and to do that and to take care of them. And I'm not sure
I can do that. You like a family with your current girlfriend?
That's a loaded question, Johan.
Let's get into it. We have time, man.
Yeah, now we're going to get on me. Is this going to be in the episode or can I be up front?
It's up to you.
You can't
man.
Be up front. You can be up front.
You can't be up front for the chumps? For the chumps?
I could be up front for the chumps. I just don't want it posted.
But why?
Exactly.
It's the same thing. She knows. You've been together for 1 month.
She doesn't. Don't take you've been together like
for
that,
one
dude.
Month, bro. Yeah, he said Tanner, officially been together for 1 month.
Tanner's taking the piss, bro. 1 month? Bro, that's clownery, Judd. Bro.
Judd, what'd you say earlier?
I will just
you
say
said that, but 1 month isn't well. Valid for any deep conversation, bro.
That's yeah, what I'm exactly. saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. He should be upfront about that's, it. And then, I mean, what's she going to say?
I think it's going extremely well, and she makes me really happy. So,
yeah, but you're obviously not going to say, like, you want to get a wife or you want to have kids with her. Like, it's 1 month, bro. You can just say straight up that you don't know yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm extremely happy right now, and I do see a long-term future with her.
Yeah, or she wouldn't be with her.
Yeah, I don't date.
So if Kylie Jenner walked up to you right now and you were locked in
her, I don't think Kylie Jenner is attractive.
This guy, Joan, is always talking about these girls walking up to him. Like, imagine Madison Beer walks in and what would you do?
I've never ever said that, bro. You're such a clown, bro. I've never said that. It's the first time I've said that. It's a hypothetical, bro. You have to be ready. Like, in a future, if Judd gets famous, bro, the Met Gala, bro, if Judd went to the gala and all of a sudden Kylie Jenner's there and it's like, yo, Judd. Was good with you, and then
I got a
like,
would you rather
I got
for
a
you.
Wife.
Well, first my girlfriend would be there with me.
Bravo.
But no, Met Gala is strictly invitation only, though. You know,
well,
can't bring plus ones.
Plus one.
And then Judd would say, "I'm not coming unless you're coming."
Exactly. And then they'd say, "Oh, we need you here, Judd, because you're so famous and so important, and we love you."
Because you're the president of the United States, obviously.
Because I am the president.
Yeah. What y'all really saying about that dress that said "Tax the Rich"?
Kind of funny.
I feel like I can't talk on things I don't know. And I don't feel like I don't really know.
I think it was funny
that
was worn at a party that celebrates the rich.
But on the other hand, though, that could be the whole point of it. So that the rich people see it. Are you going to say tax the rich at a party full of poor people?
No, you're just not going to go to the party because you spent hella money going there.
But it's like a choice to wear the dress, you know?
But also the Met Gala, like, it's invitation.
Like John.
If you get invited, you're going to go.
Like John. If it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. But like, if you was like, if you was like rich though, you wouldn't be like, yo, I want to get taxed, you know?
Wait, do you know who wore the dress?
Bro, right I don't there? Yeah, it was. It was AOC. She's not really rich.
Yeah. I mean.
You got the tickets.
It's $30K a ticket,
yeah.
Bro.
$150K
for the table. That's
$180K. $180K with the table.
I mean, you get invited and then you pay $30K.
I mean, politicians are rich to normal people, but they're not rich to like the billionaires that are there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Congress makes six figs, as y'all didn't know.
President yeah, they do, but bro, don't even clown, bro. Lewis Hamilton bought
look at this fool, Judd, bro.
What?
Did you really want to be president, huh?
No. I'm just saying I could.
If the opportunity came, would you run?
Yeah.
Why That's not? A long process. It's not just like the opportunity.
Yeah, I can't afford a campaign. Hmm.
The opportunity goes to be president. Let me decide to be president. You definitely got to, like, this. It's like a long process that you got to decide.
That's what Trump did. He was an actor, bro. He said,
He was funny. Or not funny. He was rich.
Who said you're not going to be rich?
I am going to be rich.
Are you manifesting that right now?
Yeah, I'd like to manifest.
So what's the new goal then, Judd? Because we talked about goals when we were first here, when you were at Clemson, maybe when you moved to SMU, we had new goals. But what's the goals now?
Well, still want to play, so work my way into starting lineup. If that doesn't happen, then focus on life after school and locking down the job and, you know, getting a house, all that.
Yeah.
Running the ranch, incorporate it.
So you definitely want to – so say, hypothetical speaking, say next year – or you finish this year, then next year, senior, you graduate, where are you going to live?
Probably
where do you want to live, and then where will you actually live?
I don't want to leave Texas.
Okay.
So stay here. It's kind of hard to say. I don't know if I'm gonna have a job out of college, get a signing bonus, probably in an apartment
temporarily. Do you see yourself moving back in with your parents?
No.
Like, no matter what, never.
Well, if I'm falling down on hard times, which I don't think I will, then yeah.
So what is your status right now, like, in terms of saving, and, like, are you able to save anything, or, like, how's
no,
it going?
No, I have a very unhealthy habit of spending money.
That's what I figured. That's what I was asking you.
No, I don't
okay,
get
well, you buy dumb stuff, though.
But, yeah, I do. But I don't know, dude.
Just ask.
Get a job. I mean, I work during summers and winters and whenever I can.
But I think too, like, once you say, like, once you graduate and you hang up the boots, like, you'll have so much time. Like, you could run two
exactly.
jobs or whatever
like,
job you have. You'll kill
and
it.
And all that. Exactly. That's what.
Yeah.
Like, this summer, like, that's all I did is work. And
you just got to promise the chums one thing, brother.
What's the promise?
You can't be getting fat, bro.
No, I'm not going to get fat.
You gotta play at least some soccer or something.
My jeans don't. I mean, I don't have my dad's jeans, so I'm not gonna be fat.
I mean, you gotta
just call your dad fat.
You know,
he's not skinny.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Welcome back for Justin. We had so much fun. Yeah, I have no idea how happy I am, man. I love these guys. These are my best friends for life. Seriously, I can't wait to see them in person again. Really, but thank you guys. I can't wait to meet y'all guys in the future. Hopefully, maybe we can get a meet and greet or something. We're a little bit bigger, but we love y'all. Thank you to our sponsors. BT Online, this is powered by BT Online, I believe. We love y'all so much. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to find your own success. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.